kickoff. Wilhite kicks another short kick, bounces around. Again, Union trying to get their hands on it. I think Norman North might have recovered it again. Oh, my gosh. Hang on again.
Well, they go right back to that onside kick. And they're pointing the center ball.
Norman North gets it again. Second time in a row, the Union receiving team has been caught unawares. And Norman North recovers the onside kick. Dylan Alexander, junior linebacker, jumps on it at the Union 45-yard line. And that means Norman North has it again. They go the 10 yards. That's what Coach Frederick is talking about. Officials are discussing it, but they seem satisfied that Coach Fred is out on the field to this.
I don't know that it went 10 yards, but the Union receiving team touched the ball, and I think that's why they're going to get it to him, because Norman didn't touch it first, so deflected. It's almost like they weren't set up to even be prepared that it was coming.
Well, it's marked at the Redskin 44, and here comes again Norman North, first down and 10. Again, Union territory after the second straight time they recovered an onside kick. Up the middle it goes, big hole inside the 40 to 35-yard line, close to a first down. Goes the running back for Norman North.
That's Dalen Alexander. It's a little running back. They got to have somebody else in there. That's a linebacker, unless he, first time or not, he's playing running back.
Yeah, Dalen Alexander we have. He's a reserve tailback. He's been in there for quite a bit tonight.
He's had their most yards. He's the one that broke off the left corner the first half to get him ready for that touchdown and go ahead there before half.
Colin Klein, the receiver, to the right. Drake Stoops is wide to the left side. Man in the slot is Charlie Kohler, the big 6'7" guy. Here comes Marquardt again. Alexander in the backfield, waiting for the snap on second and one. Fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, and is almost intercepted. Knocked away, incomplete. Patrick Fields stepped in front of big Charlie Kohler and almost had that one picked off. So it'll be third down and a yard.
Well, I recall last year they just kind of throw right to the middle to Kohler, and they try to go right to him there, and he's open enough to maybe make a play, but good job of Field stepping in front of him to maybe make the interception, and Kohler became the defender on that one.
Now it's Alexander by himself in the backfield, takes a direct snap, goes straight ahead, and has the first down inside the Union 35-yard line on that third and a short one.
So they bring number 56 and 59 in the game for this big heavy package. And number 60. 59 is a 5'11", 295. 56 is 6 foot 271. So they pick some big boys in for that one.
Timberwolves two top receivers. Stoops and Kohler go to the left side. Waiting for the snap is Marquardt. Fakes the handoff. Throws down and low. And it's going to be incomplete. Incomplete attempt for Drake Stoops over there, but it was short of Drake, and a good thing he did not catch it. It'll be a loss on the play, so it'll be second down and 10, football at the Redskin 33.
Well, you know who they're trying to get the ball in the hands of. Drake's their spark on offense, and Kohler's just a big target, so they're going right to those guys early in the second.
The other two receivers again split up to the left side of the field. Colin Klein down to the right side here. Waiting for it is Marquardt on this second and 10 from the Union 33. Marquardt back to pass, throws over the middle screen, and dropping the football incomplete. That was Dylan Alexander, the junior, who could not handle it. He had a couple blockers in front of him, though, Zach, and it looked like a big play where they stopped, but he just could not handle it, dropped the ball.
Yeah, they had it set up nicely, and he was going to run out there right behind the two receivers that they've been targeting this afternoon, and just a little bit too spicy for him, couldn't hold on to it.
Third and 10 now.
It's a big third down conversion here. That's a great job by the defense and luck enough by a bad catch.
They're trying to bring Drake Stoops over to this right side, near side of the field. Two receivers left. Waiting for his mark on third and 10. Back to pass. Looks over the middle. Now starts to run with the football. It's going to be caught and thrown down at the 35-yard line. It'll be fourth and long. Devin Bajek, the defensive end, 6'3", 245-pound senior. Great defensive play there. It'll be fourth and long now for the Timberwolves.
That's just like the score that Marquette went and ran in after the scramble, and that time Bajek had his hands on him. You got to attribute that to Trey Brown down here, lined up man-on-man with Drake, and he just didn't let him off the line of scrimmage, didn't get off the press.
No field goal attempt again. Here we go again at 4th and 11 from the 34. Need to get the Union 24-yard line for a first down. Now they're going to take a pooch kick. And right back to Marquette, a little pooch kick bounces inside the 5 and into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. So they just did a little pooch kick, but it did not dropped down into the five, kept rolling, and went into the end zone. A break for Union. They'll get it now. First and 10 at the 20. Remember, they had the football, or expecting the football, to start the second half, but blew for the second time an onside kick. So now the offense takes the field, trailing 20-13 here to Norman North.
Yeah, Coach Frederick's going to have him out on the field here and just set the tone again. I guess they must have missed something there at halftime. You got to have to come back out that second half and set the tone of the game. And like I said, coming into this, you've got a team that really thinks that they've got an opportunity to beat you. Go in at halftime, and the first play is an onside kick. They're just going to continue putting wind in their sails. You've got to take advantage here and put it down.
Davenport with Shamari Brooks in the backfield. End around comes to Wilson. Heads to the 20, 25, 30. Flag is thrown. Knocked out of bounds is Trey Brown. Check it. Trey Brown, the flanker reverse there. But a flag was thrown. He's got good pickup and a first down. But let's see what the penalty is.
Looks like it's usually in the area on a play like that and holding, unfortunately. And that's the first time we've seen Trey Brown come across on that kind of a jet sweep. We usually see A.K. Wilson do that. And that one comes to Trey. And I don't even see A.K. right now in the game. So, AK, I don't see him. Let me take a look.
Another holding penalty against the Redskins. They had, what, three at least, I think, Zach, in the first half?
Yeah.
Overcame a couple of them for one of their touchdown drives. But, boy, the holding penalty just killed them. We're going to mark them back instead of a first down up around their own 30. They're going to be back inside their own 15-yard line.
Well, the Redskins are in a two tight end sets. First time I've seen this setup for them this year.
So it's first down, but now first and 16 from the 14. And off time, Mariah Brooks, 20. Cuts inside, 25. Almost broke a tackle. Falls forward to the 28. Good run for Shamar. They've had it bottled up pretty much all night. Jay Bob, the Jack linebacker, made the tackle, but they've done a good job on Shamari Brooks.
Yeah, that was the first. They just set the corner, and he got outside.
Got 12 there. Second down short. Brooks again for a hole. Shamari has it. Spins across the 30. And first down for Union High School.
Well,
Good, tough running.
I think one of the adjustments they made at halftime, like I said, I've not seen them come two tight ends. They kind of put a little bit more meat on the line of scrimmage to spread out the defense, and that way it can open up some more holes. So you're seeing them go back to the line here to run Shamari up in.
Davenport with Brooks off to his left side now. Brings the receiver in motion. That's Trey Brown coming across the formation. Fakes it to Trey. Looking downfield. Looking there for C.J. Moore. It is up in the air. Knocked around. Incomplete. Good coverage back there for Norman North defensively. That was Cristiano Flanoni who made the defensive play there inside the Norman North 35-yard line. It's a good defensive play. It'll be a second and 10. Union at their own 32-yard line. They trail Norman North 20-13, just underway in the second half.
That would have been a big one. They do a little jet sweep counter or play action, and CJ's the only man downfield. Beat his man, just not quite enough on it.
This time they send A.K. Wilson in motion, throw out to him on the right flat, trying to get some money going with the 30, cuts inside at the 35, outside at the 40, still on his feet and now run out of bounds, close to the first down marker. Nice job there by A.K. Wilson.
Well, and Kyrie's out there again. He is, I tell you, every week, he's the best blocking receiver that they've got on the team, and AK can make anybody miss. Looked like they had him tackled there for nothing, and he came up with about 7 yards.
And it's going to be third and short. Making some changes again. Lawrence Harris, the tight end, comes in. Out comes Courtney Holmes. Shamari Brooks is in there.
Where's the 13? I didn't see the down. They only got 10 seconds on the play clock.
Davenport trying to get him set. Shamari Brooks off to his left side. This is third and short. Fakes the handoff. Flag is thrown. Gets away from one man. He's going to be close to the first down, but a flag was thrown. Looked like he missed the handoff to Shamari Brooks, but then Davenport made one guy miss and dove forward for looks to be a first down, but again, flag on the play.
Yeah, he stuck his head down and made enough for the first down. It's going to be a big, big call here to see who the penalty was on.
And motioning it against Union. Let's see what the call is. The legal procedure against the Redskins. So instead of a first down, it's going to be third and about six.
Open up the playbook a little bit. And Coach Fred right now is really substituting in and out receivers. So now he's got Kyrie back in the game with AK. And CJ just went off. I mean, so they're really mixing it up. And we've also seen another receiver on the field here. Number 35, not always in the game, but CJ's back in, I guess. He went out for a play there.
Third and six, Union at their own 35-yard line. Need to get across their own 40 for a first down here. Davenport waits for the snap. Throws down the left side and is caught, but close to the first down. C.J. Moore, let's see where they mark it.
Wow, it's right at the line, too.
C.J. Moore made the catch. Let's see where they spot it here. No signal to the officials yet. Here comes the referee to take a look.
Doesn't look too generous, but does look like it should
first be. First down. There it is at the 42-yard line of Union. First and 10 Redskins. 9:03 to play in this third quarter. Union trailing Norman North 20-13. Norman North scored the last 14 points of the first half after scoring the first six. First and 10 Union at their own 42-yard line. Handoff. Brooks looking for a running room. Spins near the 45-yard line. Pulled down by an ankle there. Gain of about two or three.
Well, I'll tell you what Norman's really doing. Mike Medina makes that tackle and just doesn't let go. A lot of times you see someone try to make a tackle and not secure it. They're wrapping up tight.
Second and 8. Union at their 45-yard line. That's a tight end in motion. Hands to Shamari Brooks. Brooks goes off the right side and not much there. 1 or 2 yards. Now a flag is thrown in the middle of the pile. Let's see what this one is. Another flag right in the middle of the pile thrown by the umpire, which is not a good sign for the offense usually.
That's right.
And Union is heading back again. Another holding call, I believe.
Is that three penalties on this drive right now?
Wow. Man.
Well, that was a second down. Would have been second.
About 8. Now yep. It's going to be second and let's see where they mark it. Talking it over here with Norman North and their coaching staff, led by their second-year head coach, Brent Barnes. Done a fabulous job here with the Timberwolves, 7-4 last year. Got them to the playoffs. This year, perfect 6-0, and one of the dominant teams in Oklahoma high school football. Outscored their first six opponents, 334-57.
So I like it tonight. He's going after the challenge, and he's declined a couple plays to just move the down. They're going to bump up the clock and go third down and 7 versus second down and 17.
Clock running, 8:20 left in the third quarter. Union trailing 20-13. They're going for it, of course, on third and 7 from their 46. Need to get to the Norman North 47 or close to it for a first down. Davenport takes a snap, fakes to Brooks, rolls off to his right, being pressured, throws on the run, he's going to throw it out of bounds, incomplete. It'll be fourth down. Union will have to punt it away. Good rush there for the Timberwolves. They're middle of their defensive line. Forced Davenport on the run out of the pocket, and he threw it away. Gage Johnson there, 5'11", 295-pound senior nose guard, putting pressure up the middle.
That's great hustle. That's the big boy that goes in there when they want the offense to go just a 1 yard down. They put the big defensive lineman in there, and he's hustling his tail off all the way across the field, chasing Davenport.
Spencer Farquhar is back to punt for Union. There was Drake Stoops. Yeah, Drake Stoops.
He had a lopsided punt.
Drake Stoops is going to be back there. Single say, oh, high snap off to the right side. They got to keep it. Now he's running the football. It's Farquhar. He may get a first down. He does. 45, 40, 35.
Oh, it's off the ball.
Home of the football. Recovered by Union, though, and a flag, though, was thrown back at the Union 43-yard line. All kinds of activity there. It looks surprising, like it was a wild snap. I don't think it was a setup play.
Well, they overloaded so the center was the first man on the line of scrimmage. Everyone else was on the opposite side, and it looked like he was going to do an Australian punt and run off to the side and kick it, and he just took off downfield. So I think it's a call, but they set it up nicely, pick up the first down, and they get called for holding. That's their fourth penalty on this series alone.
Block in the back is the official call here on that run by the punter Spencer Farquhar. Ruins a great play for Union. They would have had the ball inside Norman North territory, inside their 40-yard comeback. They'll mark off the penalty, and now it'll be fourth and long, and Union brings the punt team back on with Farquhar. Boy, that was
That's unfortunate, isn't it? Now they pick up the first down, and even after the fumble there, the Union Redskins fell on it, so it'd have been their ball on about the 35-yard line. That's going to turn around after a punt from their own 20.
Farquhar now punts it away. This is Drake Stoops waiting for it. Takes it at the 23-yard line. It's a fair catch. That's where Timberwolves will take over first and 10. 7:48 to play in the third quarter. Still Norman North 20, Union 13. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Are you feeling old, low energy? Maybe you've tried supplements, pills, or even another men's clinic with no success. I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki of the Universal Men's Clinic, where we specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, our patients experience a high level of success and a high level of care. Let us improve the quality of your life.
Call us at 918-574-6637. That's 918-574-6637. Or universalmensclinic.com. Guys, if you were a patient of another men's clinic and would like to experience the high level of care and effectiveness at Universal Men's Clinic, call us. We will transfer your care and treatment free of charge. We are the leaders in men's sexual health and testosterone replacement. That is why our doctors often see patients who have been to another clinic. To transfer your care or to become a new patient, call us at 918-574-6637. That's 918-574-6637 or universalmensclinic.com.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FS Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa. Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
First and 10, Norman up the 24. Then Marquardt throws down to the big tight end. He's got it across midfield. Boy, they cannot control. Charlie Kohler, the ball's loose, but they're going to say it's going to be blown down. Charlie Kohler from the 24-yard line. Gets it up to midfield, 26-yard reception there, 737, 32-yard reception, correction, 32 yards on the pass play from Marquant to Charlie Kohler. City had a knee down at the 49, and again, Kirk Frederick comes out to the near hash to discuss it with the officials, and we do have a player down.
Well, that's Kohler.
Norman North. Is it Kohler, the big tight end who made that catch, or wide receiver? They play him both ways. 6'7", 236, he is just...
And he made that field over Fields. And Fields is 6'2", so he gets 5 inches up on Fields and made a great play. Again, he's just going up and making plays. And he's down on the field, maybe looking like it might be a cramp. He got up on his feet and headed back to the ground.
Yeah, they got him up on his feet now to get a round of applause from the Norman North faithful here. I'm still concerned about him. Bob Stoops, how's OU not recruited this kid? He's an Iowa State commit. And he looks all world tonight. 6'7", 236. Has the frame for a tight end. Do some re-recruiting on that kid. He is impressive. All right, first and 10, Norman North at the Union 49. Mark at the quarterback. Hands off up the middle, and they're going to be pulled down there. It's Dallin Alexander after gaining about 3 or 4 up the middle there. Middle of the Union defense, stacking him up there.
Everybody converged on him on that one. You've got Kyrie and
Starks came out of the... With the power of the football, but he'd been marked down already. Union's had the one turnover tonight. All right, that was the fumble. Interception by Patrick Fields.
And they gave one up, too, this evening. That running play in the first period, they gave up a fumble.
So they had two turnovers so far. Gain of 4, 2nd and 6. With the Union 46. Snap. Marquardt back to pass. Looks, now he's got him up the middle. 50, 45, 40. First down. Flag is down as he's pulled out at the 37. Flag is down in the secondary. Marquardt kept it and went from midfield inside the 40. Has the first down.
Braden Spicer,
the linebacker for Union, is still down on one knee. Officials standing over him.
And we've got a flag on the field down on this hash. And it's going to be holding, whether they call an offense or defense, but it's probably going to be declined. It looked like they're going to have enough yards there to pick up right at the first down. And I don't recall why Spicer was out. I don't know if Doc's got live mic on yet or not, but this is his first night back, and he wasn't on the two-deep roster, but he went ahead and started the game, and he's on his feet now, so that's good news. I'm going to walk him over to the sideline and check him out.
Looks like he's going to be okay, though. So that's good news, right? 6:42 left, third quarter. No scoring in the second half so far after 33 points for the two teams in the first half. Union trailing Norman North 20-13 here.
The referees are still trying to figure out that penalty.
They're talking about it on this near sideline here.
And the linesman dropped his hat, and everyone was inbounds. I'm not sure what that would indicate. After the play was made, he dropped his hat. If that is a second penalty, because he only has one flag in his pants.
Unless that receiver went out and came back in, is that what he's saying? Or?
Well, Let's say so.
This officiating crew is taking their time tonight with a lot of their discussions. Let's see what here it is. Here's the call. Face mask penalty against Union. Holding against Union. Both those. They declined the face mask. They took the defensive holding penalty.
So that's going to be on Trey Brown. Trey was manned up on number one down here, Colin Klein, and they were really going after it, but he did a great job pressing. They're going to get in for holding, though.
Moved it all the way inside the Union 30 now. First and 10. Norman North threatening now at the Union 27-yard line. Mark one of the backfield running back behind him. Now sets off to the right side. Takes the direct snap. Big rush is on. Tries to spin away. Does spin it. One guy, 30, keeps himself 25. Cuts inside near the 21-yard line. Boy, Union had a blitzer coming right up the middle of the field. Marquardt spun away. It was Patrick Fields, left cornerback, had a blitz going in the secondary, but Marquardt showed some skill there as he spun away from it. Moved it downfield about 7 yards. It'll be second and three. Now the ball at the Union 22.
Yeah, he did a great job there staying on his feet. And Fields had a free shot on him, had him wrapped up for a loss of six. And Marquardt just didn't want to quit.
From the Redskins 22-yard line on a second down. Marquardt has pressure. Pressure sets up a screen nicely. 25, but Union covers it beautifully and throws him down for a loss on the play. Great job by the linebacker, Nathaniel Raper, 5'9", 195 junior. He pulled him down there, and they read the screen perfectly.
Well, that was a beautiful screen that they had set up there for Simmons to come across the middle on a delayed screen in the middle, like just a delayed middle screen. And if Raper doesn't see that and track him down to the sideline, he didn't have anybody else out there to beat.
Loss of five is going to make it now third and eight for the Timberwolves as they set it back to the Redskins 26-yard line. Greg Stoops goes off to the left side, one receiver right, the big guy, Charlie Kohler, on third and eight.
The running back completely fell forward and they didn't throw the penalty.
Resets himself. Now he moves behind the quarterback, Marquardt. Marquardt steps back. 10 seconds left on the play clock. Now the back steps up again to block. Marquette looks left side. Nobody there. Looks to the right side. Now starts down the middle. Throws into the end zone. Knocked away. Wow, good defensive play there for the Union Redskins. Heck of a job there in the secondary. Devin Crittenden right in front of the big Charlie Kohler, the big 6'7" receiver. Knocked it away in the end zone. It'll be fourth down, and I guess would again expect the Timberwolves to go for it and probably look for that tight end or Drake Stoops again. They have not attempted any kind of field goals or seem interested in trying field goals. It'll be fourth down, eight at the Union 26. They need to get to the Union 18 for a first down here.
Well, they got to watch the hard count and then maybe some kind of counter screen looking at here.
Stoops and Kohler, the big receivers, are off to the left side, one to the right. Marquardt waits for the snap. Back he goes. He's looking to the left side, looking for the big guy, and as they have it, the catch is made. I think he kept it, and I think he has the first down. Greg Stoops. Union was all over him. Dove for the football, made the catch. It is a first down. Patrick Fields was all over Drake Stoops, but the junior receiver, Bob Stoops' son again, made a great catch there. And it's a first down for the Timberwolves, first and 10. Now at the Union 17-yard line. Big conversion on fourth and eight.
I'll tell you what a play. And they just go to Stoops on the outside and run the slant. So you're thinking Kohler, and they run a slant right behind him. And Stoops took a hit on the play, but held on to it.
First and 10 now at the 17-yard line. Marker keeps it, rolls to his right, hits his man at the 10, makes a move inside of the 5, spins to the 4-yard line. Caught there, and a heck of a job there by the receiver. It'll be a first and goal, Mitchell Ross. Their other tight end made the reception there.
Mitchell just ran into the outside here, made himself wide open in the flats, and they hit him in the flats, and he kind of made something happen, pick up an extra 5 or so yards after the catch.
And now it's first and goal, Timberwolves at the Redskins' 5-yard line. Boy, Union's got to dig in here now. They trail 20-13, coming down to 4-minute mark left in this third quarter. Marquardt waits for the direct snap, takes it, keeps it himself off the right side, hit in the backfield, pulled down around the 2-yard line. Nice job coming from the backside. Devin Bajek hit him behind the line of scrimmage. He could drag a yard or two, but nice job. He's going to mark it inside the 3-yard line, second and goal to goal for the Timberwolves.
Well, they just go empty again. They set in the backfield at number 45, their linebacker, looks like a linebacker, Layden McClellan. Sets up in the inside and tried to lead that up in the middle and just nowhere to go for him, but they just continue to go back to it.
Second goal to goal from the 3-yard line. Direct snap. Up the middle it goes, pushed back. That was to Jay Bob, usually a Jack linebacker. They bring him in on running plays, so on short yardage, he was pushed back right around the two-yard line. So now it is third and goal to go at the two. Nathaniel Raper, the linebacker, came up to make the stop for Union.
He put a big hit on him and needed to. That's still probably a gain of about one, and they're just inching closer to that goal line. They've really got to tighten those splits and come firing. There they go. They put Kohler back in the game on the left side in the slot position.
And Ben Jones, their starting tailback, is in there behind the quarterback, Mark Witt, now too. Mark Witt waiting for the snap. Third and goal from the Union two-yard line. Mark Witt hands off. Now it's reverse back pass to the quarterback. Incomplete. No good. Oh, they had him wide open there. That was Drake Stoops, who underthrew his quarterback, Brandon Marquardt, on a trick play on third and goal from the two, and now it's fourth and goal from the two.
Well, what a beautiful play there. They set it up really nicely, and they run Ben Jones on the underneath handoff to the left and run a reverse back with Stoops, and you're thinking he's going to run it in, and he just jumps up and tries to throw it back to the quarterback.
Now here comes the field goal team, though, Zach. What a great job of the Union defense trying to hold him to a field goal here on fourth and three. In to try it is Jackson Willett. The ball is at the 10.
They blocked one tonight on a PAT.
So a 20-yard field goal attempt for Willett for Norman North. Kick is up, and the kick is good. The Timberwolves with a flag down. A flag is down. Have extended their lead temporarily to 23-13. Let's see what the flag is. That was again on fourth and goal from the Union 3-yard line. 20-yard field goal by Jackson Willett was good.
A couple guys
it looks like
to
it's
jump
against,
over the center.
Against Union because they're over here talking to Coach Brent Barnes of the Timberwolves.
A lot of yellow on the green side of the field this evening, on the second half at least.
We got a nice relationship with Coach Barnes. They'll come over and talk to him a lot on the sidelines here. You know,
enjoy this conversation.
Yeah. Getting all the details. Meanwhile, Coach Fred has come out onto the field, and he'd like an explanation from one of the other officials. They've gone over to explain things to Kirk as well. So whatever it is, I guess they're going to decline it and keep the field goal, keep the points on the board, which is smart. And that is going to be 2:32 left to play now in the third quarter. The field goal by Jackson Willett is... Personal foul on the defense. That'll be assessed on the kickoff. We'll take a break now as Norman North extend their lead to 10. Norman North 23, Union 13, 2:32 left, third quarter. This is Redskins football on KMG 102.3 and AM 740.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
Depend on us, Eagle Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Okay. We're back at Norman North High School. The 15-yard personal foul penalty on the field goal on the Union defense as means that the Norman North Timberwolves will be kicking off from the Union 45-yard line.
And if you don't think
it'll
they're going
to be an onside
kick
now, they're 2-for-2, aren't they? Tonight on this thing, and the short field now, so Union's got to really be prepared on this one. Jackson Willett, who's had two onside kicks recovered by his team. Now they kick it off to the side, and why? Kick it deep into the end zone.
I don't understand that at all.
Well, they give it to Union at the 20-yard line. We'll take it from there. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think if you kick off from the 45, the best thing you could even attempt is just try to get a loose ball fumble. I mean, even if you squib kick it and kick it right at somebody, try to get something. But
the Redskins got to get something going now, though, Zach. They're down by 10, 23-13. We're coming down to the final 2:32 of this third quarter, trailing the Norman North Timberwolves, and out come the Redskins here.
And
the
Timberwolves have made three stops in a row.
Yep. It's Shamari Brooks in the backfield with starting quarterback Grady Davenport. We got the double tight ends again. Handoff goes, sweeping the right side of the flanker at the 20, in front of the 25-yard line is A.K. Wilson on the reverse to the split end. He'll pick up about 5 on the play.
I guess can't call a defensive tackle on the offense. Ben Neighbors makes a tackle. That's the first time we've seen A.K. doing that run here in the second half, the jet sweep.
Brooks to the left of Davenport on 2nd and 5, Union from the 25, and a flag now is thrown. Another penalty against Union.
Well, here they just kind of shot themselves in the foot. They 2nd and 5, which is exactly where you want to be. You've got the playbook wide open at 2nd and 5. They're going to jump off sides and move them backwards now.
Legal procedure against the Redskins costs them 5. Make it 2nd and 10 as they move the ball back to the 20-yard line where the line of scrimmage was after the tucked back on the kickoff. 23-13, Norman North. We're coming down to 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Union's got to get something going here. Davenport and Shamari Brooks in the backfield with him. Now backs up, waiting for it in the shotgun. Takes the snap, fakes hand to Brooks, goes straight back to pass, looks over the middle, throws to Brooks, has it at the 20, outside at the 25-yard line, back inside near the 27-yard line. Be short of the first down, but nice pickup by Brooks. That was Wyatt Medina, the Will linebacker, who made the tackle for the Timberwolves.
Wyatt's had quite the game this evening, making plays behind the line of scrimmage and downfield. Just a sure tackler, so he's had his hands full tonight with Shamari, the guy that usually gets loose of those tackles.
3rd and 4 from the 26. Union's got to get to their 30-yard line to keep this drive going. Need 4 on 3rd down. Shamari Brooks off to the left side of Davenport. Waiting for the snap. Timberwolves showing some blitz. Now they back out of it some. Davenport straightens up, looks over to the sidelines, gets the call, now comes back. Now sends Shamari Brooks over to his right side. Sends a man in motion. Back to passes Davenport. Scrambles, looking at running room, and goes and dives to the 30-yard line. Looks like they have the first down. Good job by Grady Davenport. Dove, and it looks like he'll have the first down.
It's an interesting play. He actually put his knees down. If they put a replay on that, he put his knees down on the opposite side of the 30, but then stretched over. So if they were paying attention, which it looks like they're not going to give anybody the benefit.
First down.
Awesome.
We got it. Good deal. Move the chains. 51 seconds left in this third quarter.
Well, that was just a heads-up play there just to get enough for the first down to keep it alive.
Clock's running. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Union trailing Norman North by 10, 23-13. The ball is loose in the backfield. Scramble for it. Let's see who's got it. Norman North. They're pointing their direction. Union trying to scramble under the pile there. The ball's inside the Union 25-yard line. They had loose on the pitch play. And it's going to be Union football.
Wow. What a great play on the inside there. Number 35 popped up in there. The running back that's been running on the other side of the ball. He blitzed right in the middle of that. And when they handed it to Trey Brown, Trey didn't have a chance to even look up. And the ball came loose.
Official timeout. We have a player dinged up coming off the field right now for Norman North. Teams are starting to the sidelines. I think the officials ready to play some football now. No, guess not. We have a little break here. Let's take it with them now. Union High School football on KRMG.
Sometimes when the big banks offer an incentive, it's because the customer service isn't so good. But TTCU is local. You get great service, and they're making an impact on the community.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school. Go to ttcu.com to learn more today. Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Kyrie. Davenport has just hit a 29-yard pass to Kyrie Richardson. all the way to the Norman North 41-yard line. What a big play for the Redskins in the final seconds here of this third quarter. They're moving the chains here, 23 seconds left in the quarter. First and 10 Union at the Norman North 41-yard line. Clock is winding. Davenport hands to Brooks. Brooks on the reverse. Pitch it back to the quarterback. Davenport throws on the right side. That's a man wide open at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Union.
Double reverse pass.
Redskins score. What a play. A.K. Wilson, double reverse pass, 41 yards from Grady Davenport to A.K. Wilson, and the Redskins have fought their way back into this with 14 seconds left in the quarter. Extra point on the way. Wow.
What a play that was, wasn't it? And Grady didn't have a whole bunch of room to throw that one. He had pressure in his face right when they gave him the ball back after the second reverse, and he put it down the field, and A.K. was standing wide open on that one.
41 yards on the pass play from Davenport to A.K. Wilson. Extra point is up by Noah Rauschenberg, and it is good. Rauschenberg kicks it through, and the lead is cut to 3 with 14 seconds left in the third quarter. It's now Tulsa Union trailing Norman North 23-20. We have just 14 seconds left in the quarter, so we'll keep it here and wait for the kickoff and give you the break out the quarter here. Big, big play, though, for the Redskins. Just they needed it most.
Well, that was a humongous play. They had to get something back in the game, and that drive was the thing that they needed for all kinds of momentum for both sides of the ball. And if they were to allow Norman to stop them again, they'd only have the fourth quarter to put points on the board, and the defense of Norman North has really come together this evening.
So the Redskins, after trailing 23-13, have come back to cut it to 23-20 with 14 seconds left in this third quarter. Noah Rauschenberg will be kicking off for the Redskins. Deep is Sincere Jackson, number 32, for Norman North. Is that a great name or what? Sincere Jackson, junior running back. Also back deep is Drake Stoops on this near side. Rauschenberg kicks it away. There'll be no return on this one. Well, deep into the end zone. Automatic touchback in high school football. So the Timberwolves will come out with the football. First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Still 14 seconds left on the clock. But that quieted the stadium down a bit.
It certainly did. Norman, the stands over here on this homecoming afternoon, they were all pumped up and really, really up in the game. And I'm not telling you they're not in the game still, but that has dampened the crowd a little.
Norman North scored in the opening drive, 6-0, had the extra point blocked. Union came back with 2 touchdowns, had one of their extra points blocked to lead 13-6. And Norman North scored the last 2 touchdowns, 14 points in the second quarter to lead 20-13 at the half. Now the Redskins have come back to cut it to 3. Back to pass. Marquardt looking for the big tight end. He goes up and gets it again. The 35 will be a first down with 9 seconds left. Has it at the Norman North 35-yard line. 15-yard pitch and catch. Marquardt to Charlie Kohler. He has been almost unguardable tonight. Unbelievable. What a big, big target he is.
Huge target, and what a set of hands. I mean, the kid goes up and makes plays when there's people around in good, strong hands and does a good job with the ball.
Ball at the 35.
8 seconds left in this third quarter. Marquardt throws out to Simmons. Jake Simmons on the left side, running out of bounds at the 40-yard line. He's short of a first down. It was Jordan Starks who ran him out of there with just 1 second left in this third quarter.
Well, you see what they're doing there. When they throw that, Simmons goes downhill in a hurry. When Union does it, they don't run. They don't throw it to a motion man, so it takes a little bit more energy to get that thing moving. So they're picking up 5 and 6 yards, and this evening Union's really kind of picking up just 2 or 3.
Marquardt one back behind him, 1 second left in the quarter. It's 2nd and 5 at their own 40-yard line. Marquardt quick throw out to the tight end again. The big guy Kohler pulled down at the 40-yard line. Well short of a first down. That's going to end the third quarter. Mitchell Ross, checking. Mitchell Ross was the tight end who made the reception. And that's the end of the quarter. It'll be a 3rd down and 5 when we come back for Norman North as the Union Redskins trying to get back in this one. They trail 23-20 with 12 minutes of football left to play between the two big state 6A powers of Oklahoma tonight. It's the matchup of number 2 Union, number 3 Norman North. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this on KRMG 102.3 740.